You were supposed to be in bed, Lamour. I told you I'd be getting home late. Well, I wasn't expecting to see you up in the next Creighton, but here we both are. No, it's not like I wasn't expecting you to not be here. I just haven't gotten used to coming home to you yet. That's all. That's right. I'm home. Hi. This is a comfy little spot you got going on here. What are you even reading anyway? I'm not even sure how your eyes aren't straining in this light, Michelle. Gods, through the looking glass. You know, I never got the chance to read the sequel, but I have many a fond memory of my mama reading to me in different voices from Alice in Wonderland when I was a kid. Oh, well, she's fine, actually. Well, she wants to invite you over to Sunday dinner, if you're amenable. Don't tease me. You already know how I feel about this whole meeting the parents thing. I've only ever dated anyone in the inner circles of the groups my family attends. And as unnatural as it all felt, this is the first time I've been in a relationship so casual, or even as free, to be able to come and go at your place as I please. Well, the fact that you allowed me to take my time with you, I am I'm really grateful for you. Yes, I mean it. Silly thing. You have been a right since part of my life this past year. I mean, I know I'm not the most approachable girl. Don't even try to deny it. No, I still remember the first time you and I talked after our class project at uni, and I snapped you. No, I did, darling. I really did. You were always handsome. Even I could see that, but you weren't society born, so I was very wary of you. And then, you, this unknown factor, started showing up everywhere. Yeah. That night when you came over to my table at Cliff's with my dead friends and asked me if I wanted to dance with you. I don't know how I almost said yes, but I didn't want to withstand that eye for the rest of the night with talking to a city boy. I know that doesn't sound like much of an insult, but in my circles, It is. To them, you're uncouth, no manners, and you don't come from good breeding stock, as they would have put over and over for hours on end. I subscribed to that ideology for a good chunk of my life, and I was inclined to believe them. Yeah, like cattle, I mean. Just like cattle. But you know, the night I was at Claire's by myself, and you sidled up to me and made one of the worst puns I've ever heard in my life. I just knew I had to get a taste of what made you. Well, you. I'm still surprised that our first date was an amusement park. Yeah, I've been surprised since that day. But you know that. Me, used to formal dinners and stiff hand holding, suddenly thrust into eating a hot dog for the first time. And nearly laughing my head off on that fast wheel while we looped around and around for nearly an hour. You know, you told me things about yourself that day that I would have never even heard for years from my closest friends. And that made me feel something. Like I was human for the first time. So believe me when I say that I am grateful for you, Shan. Believe me when I say that this, you, me, and what this has grown into, sparks many emotions within me that I can hardly contain. Yeah, well, you would say that. So good. No one has ever made me feel like you do. Thank them every day. They brought you to me. Please. feel evil once. And I want you to commit to memory how good I feel. How hot my gun feels around you. How hot it is right now. To my hips like that. Just set him up. Yep. Now. I see you've divested me of the clothes on my person. But I see that you are still dressed, so. Even if I would excuse you for marrying me like I'm aunt, I'm not going to. Not when I want to see you. I will never get tired of seeing you like this, honey. Oh, God. These are arms. Yes, I'm blushing. Somehow, you make a girl feel real small, kind of meek, I guess you could say. Yeah. Oh, you like seeing me like that. Yeah. So you like it when I spread myself like this for you. Look at you. I love that this never fails to get you off of me. I could get off just like this. I could, I really could. But I want you. Fuck, I want you. Come over here with you. Hey. Yes. That's it. My legs are in your waist. Slide yourself in. Yeah. Oh. Fuck. yours. This good is yours. Oh, good. Please, can I have a kiss? Please kiss me. Please. David. Oui, mon cœur. Please don't stop until you spit yourself inside me. Oh, the blood, yeah. The fuck. Oh, that's right, my love. That's right, my love. Yeah. Can you feel me milking you? Can you feel how invited I am? So for you. That's it. You spin yourself deep inside me. Until I'm dripping with your seed. That's it. Make me yours, baby. Make me yours. You mark me from the inside, baby, yes. Inside me. Fuck, I want it, please, baby, please give it to me, give me your cup. You want me to beg for it? I'll beg, baby, please give me your cup, please, I want to come with you. Show me how much you love me. Good. Fuck. Please fucking give it to me. I wanna come around you. I can't hold on much longer. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good, baby. That's it. Oh, you're gonna come. I'm coming to this street, come and save me. Fuck. This right, yes, I'm yours, baby. Yes. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck. I can feel you. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, I'm still coming, fuck. Oh, fuck. No, stay inside me, don't pull out, stay right there, baby, yes. Oh, come here, please. No, you didn't hurt me. I'm okay, baby. Oh, thank you for holding us. Hold on to the bed. I'm crying. Oh, I didn't even notice. No, I'm so happy right now. Weird. Say it again. I love you. Hello. I'm yours.